we never thought it would turn into what it is, you know, when we were starting off on day one, you know, because actually everybody involved had never put on an event of this caliber. You know, but what we did, and I think what was unique about it, I think most events come at it, most races or marathons come at it from a tourism aspect, and that's not how we were coming at it from. We were coming at it from an image building as a way to show off the Roanoke region, you know, to kind of people outside of the area. We had kind of recognized that we didn't have any signature outdoor events that gave people a reason to come to the region, let alone outside of the state. And so that's kind of what led us down the path to start a marathon. So we wanted to use it from an image building standpoint. We wanted to use it as a reason to, for people to come here. And we also wanted to use it kind of a community development aspect to give our residents something to be a part of, be part of a national caliber event, kind of get them involved and make them more healthy and active in the process as well. So when we started it again, you know, we had never done an event like this before, and so we didn't know what to expect, but we knew we were going to give it our all. We had a great committee of people. You know, I mean, I think our original committee was probably about 15 different organizations represented. So kind of bringing all these heads together, you know, brainstorming what's going to make this event, and in the process, you know, we kind of created this unique boutique marathon that, you know, we're never going to have huge numbers because of the difficulty of the race. So what we focus is on the quality of the experience, making sure those people that come here have this awesome experience. And that's what's led us to do this, the music festival, led us to add all these different race categories. How do we make this small race have this big race feel? So it's been really fun to see it progress and grow. And did we think it would get where it is now? No. But as it's progressed, we've gotten used to it. So we have, you know, bigger ideas and bigger visions, and we keep seeing ways to improve it. So we're constantly evolving. You know, we survey all the runners and we ask them, what did you like? What didn't you like? What ways do you see that we can improve this event? And so I think that's key, is that we're never happy with where we are. We're constantly looking for ways to make the experience better, to reinvent the race, and to make it current, you know, to make it that bucket list race that people want to come to. We're always brainstorming, how do we get people to come early and stay longer? You know, that's the tourism aspect of it. So it does have a tourism byproduct. So it's like, you know, how do we get runners to come early? That's what led us a couple years to start these shakeout runs Friday morning, so people can come here, get used to it, get settled in their hotel, do the race on Saturday. Then we have the concert, so they have a great experience. They stick around Saturday night. So the thing that I'm most excited about is the addition of our new race, America's Slowest 5K. And we came out as like, we want to do a race on Sunday, give something, our volunteers. I mean, this race takes 600 volunteers, many of which are runners, so they're not able to participate on race day. So now we have this 5K that they can participate in. And then every community has hundreds of 5Ks. And so we wanted to make it different. That's what led us down the slowest 5K. And so our goal is for people to slow down, connect, not look at their watches. You know, the marathon's motto is complete, not versus compete. So we want people to enjoy their time out there and not be looking at their watch. Same thing with the spot, with the slow K. And so we're going to have yoga stations so people can stretch and recover. We're going to have donuts along the course. We have all these fun things to just make it a fun, relaxing kind of time out on the course.